Blog Talk Radio.
Well, and if you miss me from singing, and you can't find me nowhere, come on up to glory, I'll be singing up there.
I'll be singing up there.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Inspiration is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Bryant Tansel. His topic is the Christian Instruction Book. We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing, that you find yourself a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following words of encouragement, Brother Tansel will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Tansel, you are on the air.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Sister Danielle. Happy Friday to you. I am Bryant Tansel, and I lead the ministry at Central Church of Christ of Smyrna, Georgia. Thank you for joining our call and tuning in this morning wherever you are. We appreciate you giving us a listening ear this morning. So our topic today is the Christian Instruction Book. And instruction could actually mean direction. From instruction, we get feedback, positive or negative. And we're going to look at some verses today about instruction. And I'm confident that if we follow this Christian instruction book, we will live the most fulfilling life that we could ever live. When we look at Proverbs 19 and 20, it says, "Hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end." And when we're saying in Proverbs, we turn over to chapter 12 and verse 1, it says, "Whoso loveth instruction loveth knowledge, but he that hateth reproof is brutish." Imagine when Moses was given the Ten Commandments. These were instructions to follow. Those instructions, we as humans even struggle with those today. And those instructions are plastered almost everywhere. You can, you know, hear people quote the Ten Commandments and talk about the Ten Commandments, whether they're in church or whether they're in the community or in the streets or even in our homes. The Ten Commandments are instructions to follow. Imagine what life would be like if we could just follow those instructions, the Ten Commandments. When we look at Proverbs 15, verses 31 through 33, it says, "The ear that heareth the reproof of life abideth among the wise. He that refuseth instruction despiseth his own soul, but he that heareth reproof getteth understanding. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility." You know, when a parent gives instruction to a child and they say, never talk about anyone behind their back, okay? Don't ever talk about anyone behind their back, okay, son or daughter? And the next thing you know, the parent's phone rings and they get on the phone and they start talking about, she or he starts talking about someone and they say to the other person on the line, "Oh, do you know, oh, so-and-so was late to church again this week. Did you see them? They were late to church again." And, you know, the child is listening to this. So they said, "Okay, I heard what you said and I'm listening to what you said. I'm listening to what you're telling this person on the other line." Instructions. And, you know, as parents, I'm not a parent, we have three dogs, but parents give instructions to children, and they're supposed to. And over time, I'm imagining that every one of us has always heard, "Do what I say do, and do what I tell you to do, and don't worry about what I said. Just do what I tell you to do. Just don't worry about what I'm saying. You're listening to grown folks' conversation." So, you know, when you're given instruction, remember that child is also listening to you talk and listening to what you say, listening to how you treat people. So you're saying one thing, make sure you're following through on that instruction that you're given. If you remember the story in the Bible about the three servants where the nobleman went into a far country to receive himself a kingdom and to return, and he called his 10 servants and, you know, he divided up some pounds there and gave them each a little bit of money. And two of them had taken the money and they got an increase. So they invested it, sold goods, got an increase in the money. And the one just kind of held the money and kept it and didn't do anything with it. Well, he ended up losing that money because it was divided amongst the gentleman that got the increase. Instructions. What can happen if we follow instructions? Now imagine if this instruction was not followed in Mark 16 and 15. "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Imagine if that instruction was not followed. Imagine if it was, the gospel was only for certain people, Jews or Gentiles, and not for everyone. Since we're in Black History Month, one of the things I like to go back and review is a speech by Dr. Martin Luther King, and it's the blueprint speech. And you can actually find one that's about 229 seconds online. It's a short clip, but he was speaking to some children in Philadelphia, and it actually provides three principles for a better life. And if you've never heard that blueprint speech, you can look up Dr. King's blueprint speech. Excuse me. Look up his blueprint speech, and it is very uplifting and inspiring. And instructions. Whenever we drive an automobile, we have instructions, and some people struggle with that. We've got people that like to drive in the left lane, and then they, when they exit, they want to cross three lanes to get off at the exit. And instructions, what can happen if we don't follow instructions? You know, we could be in a terrible accident or cause someone else to be in a terrible accident, a fatal accident. Instructions. Here's some instructions David was given. It's a Psalm of David when we look at Psalms 23:1-6. But David's, it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, or I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Instructions. The importance of instructions. Just monitoring our time here. So another example in Daniel 2, imagine these instructions, Daniel 12 and 2. There's the Bible, this Christian instruction book that we should follow, is a very good book to apply to your life, a book that can help you lead your life in the way that Jesus wants you to lead it. And if we follow it, we can have everlasting life. And those that don't, there's consequences. There's consequences for not following this good instruction book. Daniel 12 and 2 tells us, "And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall wake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt." The Christian instruction book, what will happen if we follow it? You know, every Sunday in remembrance of me, we take our communion, and there's instructions that we're given when we take the communion. In Matthew 26, just 26 and 27, if we look at those two verses, "And they were eating, Jesus took the bread and blessed it and break it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." Instructions. What would happen if we didn't follow instructions? What are the consequences? And lastly, one of the instructions we give is the instruction of salvation every Sunday. Hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized. Instructions. What will happen to us if we don't follow instructions? What will happen if we do follow the instructions? Well, the Bible teaches us that we shall have everlasting life. If you hold true to these principles and the commandments, I am confident you are going to have an everlasting life and a better life. And that's our message for today. We appreciate you listening. And at this point, we will turn to a word of prayer. Father, thank you for all the instructions you've given us. You've given us the book that we should follow, this Christian book of direction, of leadership, of ways that we should walk, Lord. We see examples every day of people not following instruction, whether it's something simple from driving an automobile and respecting others, or treating others like they want people to treat them, and some people may not want them to treat them well because that's the way they treat others, Lord. But we know as Christians, we have a higher calling, and our commitment should be to you every day. We should live our lives like you. And that bar, as it is high, it is very attainable if we apply our lives, if we take serious our commitment to you, and always look at ourselves as a way of improving upon ourselves. We're always trying to refine ourselves and be better tomorrow than we were today and yesterday. Father, we pray for everyone on the call. You know what's on our hearts. We thank you for the ministers who prepare their lessons for these calls to make us better Christians. We pray for them and their families and the churches represented, that they may continue to grow and they may continue to just forecast out into the future what the church is going to be in 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. Let us leave these foundations stronger than they've ever been. Let us leave these legacies for the next generations to take these institutions and to improve upon them and to make them pillars in the community. They've always been central to our communities, Lord, and let us continue to do the hard work to make them successful. We pray for people across the world who are affected by the earthquake. We know there's wars happening. Everything in the Bible where there was wars fought over land and power and resources continue to happen today, Lord. We pray for this world that it can become a better place and that we can make you proud. Thank you so much for this beautiful day. And everyone, enjoy this weekend. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.